We did a lot of Mets yesterday, and thinking about the Yankees, and it does tie into the Mets a little bit with Cody Bellinger, but thinking about the Yankees after Brian Cashman spoke yesterday, I don't think the Yankees can have a good offseason if it doesn't include bringing Cody Bellinger back. We went over this last year with Juan Soto, and we know what the Yankees did with Plan B and all that. I don't know how you can make a case for the Yankees to make their team better, which is what they need to do, because progressively they've gotten worse, going from World Series to Division Series. Got to get better and close the gap. I don't know if they could get better without Cody Bellinger.
You know what's funny? First of all, I don't really disagree, and I think it really applies to the Mets as well. Now, we did the Mets stuff yesterday. I think Bellinger is a guy who would make the Mets so much better, and then obviously if he left the Yankees, it would make the Yankees so much more vulnerable. But when you contrast, at least so far, and maybe it's going to change, and a lot of this is around Pete, I get that, but like there's a lot of juice and anticipation and energy for the Mets offseason. I'm not feeling it for the Yankees. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't wind up being really good. See, I think what it comes down to for Bellinger, and I do think he's going to stay, right? And I think he's got to be target number one. You could get to some other stuff, and we'll get to it as well. You lose Bellinger, a lot changes, because then maybe Grisham becomes more important. Now you rely on a Dominguez-Jones combination. Who knows if they're going to be ready? But I am not worried, and I don't know where you stand on this, but I'm not really worried about overpaying for Bellinger. I'm going to tell you why. Now, there's certain players that I am worried about that with. I look at Bellinger, and I see a guy who, even when he goes 0-for-4, can help the Yankees win a game. He can make a play in left, can make a play in center, can make a play in right, can make a play in first, can make a play on the bases, and for the most part, is going to put the bat on the ball to at least, you know, maybe scratch out a run the non-conventional way. So I don't know if it's going to go to 6 years. I don't know if it's going to go to 7. I don't know if it's going to 180 or 190. Wherever it goes, Yanks have to pay it. That's it.
Right, and that's kind of the point. And furthermore, there was an excuse last year to lose Juan Soto because Soto clearly wanted to take the most money. I don't believe, now I don't know this, I'm sure Bellinger wants to get paid and he's going to go with the best offer, but a combination of things. Juan Soto wanted the most money. He went left for the Mets, didn't care who was going to give it to him. He just wanted to take that. I believe Bellinger wants to be back. And if that's the case, I don't want to see the Yankees try to draw a line and be like, well, we value you here, but we're not going to get reckless. Now, when you do that, you run the risk of having a DJ LeMahieu-type contract, and you just have to live with it. But he's going into age 30 season. Forget about year 6 or year 7 if you get to that point. You're worried about year 1 through 3. Yankees, I know they always have a championship window, but we're talking about right now, maximizing what they have with Aaron Judge and what they have in place with Gerrit Cole and Fried and, you know, some of the young pitching, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to win a World Series now. You're the New York Yankees. You got a player who thrived here last year, extremely versatile, good in the lineup with Judge, just a perfect fit. I think wants to be a Yankee. Just get the deal done. Whatever the market value is, if you have to exceed it by a little bit, fair enough. Just get the deal done. You're the New York Yankees. There should be no excuse. Last year they had an out with Soto. There is no out with Bellinger.
Well, I agree. And what I'd like to see the Yankees do, I mean, stop waiting around. And I know it just started, so I'm not getting on them. But I don't want to see this thing drag out into, you know, early December and other teams are setting the market on Bellinger. How about the Yankees come out and they say, hey, we want you. Here's a number. It's a healthy number in terms of AAV and length of contract. Let's get it done. Don't sit around waiting for these other teams to do. Don't wait for the Mets. Don't wait for the Dodgers. Don't wait for whomever to jump back in. Like,
especially if he wants to be here.
Yeah, and that seems to be it just looked like a natural fit last year. And his dad played here. So there's evidence that, or reasons you would think he would want to stay. I don't like, dude, you're the Yankees. You're going to let $3 more million a year, an extra year. Like, what are we talking? We're talking nothing.
See, there's a difference in this. You could bring the Mets into the conversation here as well. And I've been thinking the same thing in regards to Pete Alonso. There's a difference between being reckless and just being aggressive here early on. The Mets did this a couple years ago with Diaz. He didn't want to go anywhere else. They wanted him back. Before he even hit the market, they got it done. Boom. 5 years, $100 million deal. And you could say that you want a player. The Yankees could say that they want Bellinger. Okay, well, if you want Bellinger, talk to him now. Forget what the market is. What are you worried about? You have a rough idea of what the market's going to be. Just give him your best offer. The fear is that, and maybe it's more so with the Mets because they're the Mets and not the Yankees, that they're being used. And you don't want to set the market. And then if the Mets offer Pete Alonso 6 years, $180 million, which I said I would do, now Boris and Pete have that, and they say, well, bare minimum, we're getting $180 million.
Yeah.
And can go shop that.
Yep.
That's why I say it has to come with the caveat of, here's the offer, this offer stands for a week. You got a week to go do whatever, like, or whatever it may be, whatever time frame you want
to figure it out. We're not here to be used.
Yeah, it can't just be you're going to come back to us and we're going up. No, this is it. This is it. You want us to go up maybe to $200 million because what's an extra? But at some point, you got to draw the line. I would just go with my best offer right out of the gate, and I think the Yankees should be doing that with Bellinger, and I would think it would be a lot easier with Bellinger because I truly believe he wants to remain a New York Yankee. I don't know that. I'm just getting that feel, and if that's the case, to your point, why wait for the market to develop? Just go get him now.
Well, and this is the time to do it. Now, the Yankees have a lot of young players, none of whom have distinguished themselves to the point where you're like, no doubt. Except maybe Ben Rice is a hitter. Listen, I like Wells, but there's a lot of room to go. I mean, Volpe obviously was a mess last year. Dominguez is making peanuts, but who really knows what he is? Obviously, if Jones makes a team, he's making peanuts. Like, outside of Aaron Judge and Fried and Gerrit Cole, where's the big money? You know, Jazz isn't making a ton of money. McMahon's, what, $15 million? And what other players are the Yankees really attached to? Now, I'm sure they'll talk to Tucker, and if they lost Bellinger, I'm sure they, or I would think that they might aggressively pivot there.
But would that be good enough for you?
Well, you know, it's funny.
Paint the scenario.
He's not a center fielder. That's the problem.
Well, okay, that's the point. So paint the scenario where the Yankees can be better off without Cody Bellinger.
Okay. I don't feel it, but I'll try to paint one.
Yeah.
I don't think that they would be. Let's say that Spencer Jones is the real deal.
Yeah.
And he's more of a center fielder than Dominguez, which it seems like they think that he is. If he was in center, you let Grisham go, or Grisham goes himself, and you get Tucker for left, and you've got Judge in right. I'm still not sold on first base, though.
But you could go get a first base. It would include Tucker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, further it then, I'll ask you the question. Could they, if they don't get Bellinger, do they have to then get Tucker?
I don't think that they have to, but now it's going to be very hard to look at that lineup and say, oh, yeah, they've improved from the lineup a year ago. Unless you expect McMahon to get much better, I don't. Unless you expect Volpe to get much better, I don't. Unless you expect Jazz to get much better, that was good, you know, April through October or September. He's not going to get much better. I think Ben Rice will get better, and I think that's probably it.
But
Bellinger and you don't get a Tucker or a Bregman, and they're not getting Bregman because they got a third baseman and McMahon's got a couple of years to go.
See, I think that would be a mistake just to say, well, we got McMahon and lock him in a third and not go after Bregman.
Oh, don't get me wrong. If I'm the Yankees at this point, I would say, yeah, you know what? Bregman was okay, but we're going to move on here. But they're not going to do that. So I've got to work within the realm of their new reality, which is obviously aggressive and fairly bold, but not over the top. So there's no way the Yankees, let me not say no way, unless they're able to trade McMahon and eat some of the money.
Right.
I guess there's always a way to do this. Bottom line is this. If the Yankees whiff on Bellinger, their offseason goes from, it becomes very unclear, and it becomes very worrisome for me. Like, they got to get him.
Yeah,
they
I know.
Got to.
But they lost Juan Soto and recovered. So the counter to that would be, if you lose Juan Soto and recover, you should be able to lose Cody Bellinger and recover.
Did they recover? Did they get to the World Series last year? Did they look like a better team than Toronto?
No.
I don't know that they recovered.
I never believed in Plan B myself because I just don't believe in letting the best players go. But when you look at the fit, where was Juan Soto going to play along with Aaron Judge? Bellinger clearly was a better fit because you could use him in multiple places. I was even saying this yesterday on SNY. Bellinger is arguably a better fit for the Mets. They needed Soto because of the star power. Bellinger makes them a better team because you could play him in center. You could play him in left, give Nimmo some rest. You could play him at first, give Alonso some rest at DH. It's just the perfect piece. The Mets have three areas where they need to upgrade defensively. Center field, first base, and left field. Cody Bellinger is a plus defensive player at all three of those positions. So he would be perfect for them as he is perfect for the Yankees. They need to bring him back. I think he wants to be back. There's just got to be an alternative. If not, and by the way, even if they do bring him back, okay, then what? Is that enough? You're not bringing him back and bringing in Kyle Tucker. Are you relying again on Dominguez or Spencer Jones? Volpe situation.
Mm-hmm.
McMahon, you mentioned him. Ben Rice at first base. If the Yankees don't bring back Bellinger, they have some issues and got a lot of work to do. If they do bring back Bellinger,
they shouldn't be done.
Well, okay, so then what's next for the Yankees outside of Bellinger?
Yeah, I would love to see Schwarber. You can't do it. Stanton's he's clogging up the DH, which is part of the reason why the Yankees have had roster construction issues. I think when you look at this, and you touched on this to start, like whether it's Fried, Schlittler, now maybe Schlittler in a year or so goes in a deal for Skeens, but right now, Fried, Schlittler, eventually Cole, Rodon's going to miss the first month. Eventually, pitching, Schmidt
it should
and
be
Hill.
It should be set, though.
Their pitching should be locked and loaded. So, to me, you know, the emphasis should be on defense, but they need some more sticks.
Cashman mentioned it yesterday. Good to have a closer. You know, they have a Bednar set in place. You don't have to worry about that on the market.
He was good.
The bullpens I wouldn't worry about. You could build them in season. Usually Yankees figure out a way to do that, whether it's before the year with some under-the-radar type signings or in season. Cashman has done a good job at that. I just, again, look at the infrastructure, the construction of this roster, and you need to change some things up. I would be open to moving Jazz. I would be open to moving Giancarlo Stanton. I think those type things. Kwan, to me, is the perfect fit, so I'd go all in to get him if he is, in fact, available. Now, doing that, you're going to have to give up. You would think either Spencer Jones or Dominguez, maybe some young pitching,
you
not named Cam Schlittler.
You do
so,
it.
Yeah, but now you do that. And if you could bring back Bellinger, now that could be enough right there. Big moves. Kwan, look at the lineup with Kwan in it.
Yep.
A true leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Bellinger in the same spot he was. Your outfield is set.
Yeah.
Grisham at that point would be a luxury if he comes back.
There's things to do. You know, it's funny. I think both the Yanks and the Mets need to make bold trades. We always focus on this about the pursuit of the big ticket free agents, which we get. It's fun. And it's hot stove. But I think, and I said this before, I think the Mets get Schoolball. Now, I don't know if I'm as confident about the Yankees getting Kwan, but that's a trade that opens everything up for him.
You know, even with Bellinger back, they don't have a leadoff hitter.
I know.
Which would be a priority for me. Go out there and get a leadoff hitter. That's why I say Kwan is the best one. You want to talk about Arise. We mentioned him yesterday. I mean, that would be another guy that would maybe set the table for the Yankees' power that follows behind him. Yankees a lot last year, BT, relied on the young guys. We went over it before the year, and almost none of them. Wells did not do what he was supposed to do. Volpe, nowhere near what he was supposed to do. Dominguez, nowhere near what he was supposed to do. Ben Rice, the only one who kind of popped there, and clearly there are limitations to his game where he doesn't have a position. First base or catcher, they like him there, but he's not clearly not a first baseman. I don't think he's a good catcher, so he's a DH, which leads to the conversation that they have 15 different, you know, DHs.
Yeah, yeah.
They need to change some things up, so maybe it's not just about who they're adding, also about what they're subtracting or trading away to clean up some of the mess.
Boy, we've been saying for years, move on from Stanton. We know he's got the no trade. You don't have to tweet us. We know that. But how do you not approach him at this point? Like, if you're the Yankees, how do you not approach Stanton and say, hey, listen, here's where we are. Here's where you are.
Yeah.
If we can find a move, would you be okay with it? Like, you've got to have that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know what the Yankees are thinking. Cashman did say yesterday, alluding to the fact that Ben Rice could be their first baseman.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben Rice, everyday first baseman, or at least majority first baseman.
I think he could become a functional first baseman. Not much more than that. He looked pretty bad on those throws. You know, he would get on Pete, but at least Pete scoops him.
Also,
Rice didn't scoop any.
Maybe this is the best case scenario. You trade for Kwan.
Yeah.
You could have Bellinger in center, or Grisham accepts the offer.
Uh-huh.
He could play some center. Bellinger at first, DH a little bit, catch a little bit.
Yeah.
That gives you some, but that includes trading for Kwan and signing Bellinger. Maybe if they did those two moves, you'd be okay with that as far as the lineup goes. Either way, moves to be made. I think Bellinger is a big key. The same way I would say it for the Mets offseason, but I don't think it's realistic.
Yep.
Yankees cannot let Bellinger. There should not be an excuse. Last year they had an excuse with Soto. No excuse letting Bellinger go this time.
See, I don't know if, I remember saying this yesterday a few times here, I don't think the Mets are going to have a middle-of-the-road offseason. I think it's either really good or it's really lackluster. And I'm trying to see if I feel the same way about the Yankees. I think I've focused less on them in my mind because there's fewer options. And maybe I'm just under maybe this is my fault, I'm just under the assumption Bellinger's not going.
Right.
But again, you know, if I'm going to be fair to the discussion, if they were to lose Bellinger and they don't do some other stuff, it goes to a bad offseason. Now, it doesn't mean you'll be a bad team because of the pitching, but, you know, the next month or so, Yankees need to have some good moments here. There's no doubt about it.
BT and Sal and the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joey Clam starts us off in Brooklyn. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Joe.
The Rosado brothers, they're taking hostages. Hey, listen. The Yankees, Sally Boy, how you doing, BT?
Joe.
The Yankees got to fix the 5-6 hole, which they haven't fixed in years. They're batting 200 on those spots. And when you play first base, always expect a bad throw. Ben Rice has a frying pan glove. How are we fixing the 5-6 hole? Hal, where are you? Step up to the plate, Hal. You know what I mean? You got to step up. We're not asking you to be your father, but act like a Steinbrenner.
Well, why are you worried about the 5-6 spot when you should be worried about the leadoff spot?
No, 5-6 holes.
Defense.
Third base is shortstop. Shortstop is a stiff. You're batting 200 from your third baseman and your shortstop. You can't have championship baseball with garbage shortstop at third base batting 200.
Well, Joe, think about this, Joe.
Stop with the sunny dudes and the sunny sides. BT, where's your Uncle John and Uncle Pat? Brennan's Bar, Avenue U. A Jack and a Heineken.
All right, thank you, Joey. Joey is out of his mind in a good way.
Start the show, yeah.
So, we all know 2009, and I get it. We might not ever in our lifetime see a better Yankee infield than Teixeira, Cano, Jeter, and A-Rod around the horn. I mean, really, as good as it gets, right? And he throw in some other players, but that's phenomenal. Does this sound like a championship infield? Rice, Grisham, Volpe, McMahon. The answer is no.
You saw my infield? You said Rice, Grisham.
Not Grisham, I'm sorry. Jazz, thank you. Rice and Jazz and Volpe or even Caballero and McMahon. Listen to that drop-off. Now, the 09 Yankees, well, I was going to say they didn't quite have the pitching of this crew, but they actually did with CeCe and with Burnett.
Why can't it be, if they don't need to go spend on pitching and they don't, why can't it be bring Bellinger back, trade for Kwan, and bring in Bregman? Well, that's too much to ask. It's the Yankees.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
Why not? I
don't have the answer. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it.
Are you trying to close the gap on the Dodgers or no?
But where's the evidence that they would do that? That's the problem.
Well, Cashman said yesterday, money is not should not be the
issue. Let's see it.
Well, then figure out how to build a better ball club instead of relying on all these young guys.
Let's see it.
Strike out a ton and hit 200. Well, Bregman's out there. Go get him. And I'm not saying be reckless. Think about the offseason they had last year after they lost Juan Soto. Bringing Bellinger back is not doing much. You're just bringing him back. Okay, well, now how are you getting better? Trading for Kwan is not going to cost you a lot. Give up one of the useless pieces, whether it's Dominguez or Spencer Jones, and they are useless as it pertains to today's Yankee ball club. You can talk about the potential and the future. I'm tired of it. Well, you got to go out there and win now. And what about third base? Why settle for Ryan McMahon? Because it's a good glove. You could have a good glove and a good bat and a proven winner in Alex Bregman. Go get it. I don't think that's being ridiculous. I want a Bregman last offseason. This offseason, what are we doing here? Are you trying to build a World Series team or not?
I think that there's certain offseasons where what's presented by Yankee fans is just, it's wacky world. Like, it's unrealistic. What you just presented should not be unrealistic. It shouldn't be. Now, the problem here is, and this doesn't solve anything yet until he either, proves his critics wrong or Yankees move on. If Volpe was what they thought he would be, you could get away with McMahon at third base.
Yeah, right.
If Volpe was hitting, if Volpe was the leadoff hitter, even if he was 260, at an on base of that 34%, 35, rather than 280, 290, which is just utterly unacceptable, it just creates, and that's why Joey says the 5 and a 6 hole, it's a problem. It's a big problem. And listen, I think the notion of, you bring back Bellinger and all is right. No, you bring back Bellinger, you are what you were last year.
Right.
That's a starting point.
Right. And the point is they can't go backwards again. They needed to bring back Soto and build on top of that. Again, different circumstance. This year, bring back Bellinger and then build on top of it. But either way, I don't know how you can make a great case. The Yankees are always aggressive. We know that. I don't know how you can make a great case that they would be. Cashman said it himself yesterday. He said, quote, we would be better suited with bringing him back. Good, then bring him back and there shouldn't even be a discussion. BT and Sal on the Fan.